This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
847, 13 to 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our good friend Walt Leger III, and I mean that, the president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. I know, Walt.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk about this Michelin star thing and also about the, tell me how you say that, Bocuse d'Or. Is that right or am I close?
Bocuse d'Or, you nailed it.
All right.
That's the Shaw education coming out.
Thank you. I don't think there's any need for that, counselor. So look, Florence Pugh has a movie out on it. We Live in Time, I think is the name of it, where they talk about that competition. That's a worldwide thing. That's a big deal for New Orleans. And tell me about that and about Michelin stars and everything else.
So the Bocuse d'Or thing started a couple of years ago. We received a call, kind of a tip almost, that they were looking for a city in the United States to host the America's selection of Bocuse d'Or. The finals every couple of years are held in Lyon, France. It had never been held in the United States before. There were some other cities in the running. this caller, excuse me, suggested that we should compete because New Orleans is a world-renowned food city. We did. We dove in. We competed. We were able to attract that event to the city in 2024. It went so well that they've now asked to come back in 2026, which is really thrilling. So gave us a chance to really elevate the culinary scene of the city, which has been celebrated for a long time, but maybe not in that way. And I think, you know, it's the kind of thing that starts to create some buzz and continues momentum. And now we've got Michelin and other things happening. We're excited to see where this can lead for us as we continue to elevate our community around the world.
So the Michelin Guide American South is coming this year. I don't understand what that means.
So Michelin has been is a guide that was created long ago by the Michelin family of the tire company. And the idea was to sell tires and get people on the road to go to some of the world's greatest restaurants. It was a really amazing idea, started in France, spread around the world, came to the United States in 2005 with cities like New York and then later Chicago and Washington, D.C., and California in 2007. They have slowly looked at other ways that they can expand. And this is the first time they're doing a regional guide. So they're inviting six states into the competition, essentially. And there are now secret shoppers, if you will. I mean, the judges are always below the radar. You never know who they are or where they are. But they are currently in Louisiana, also in Mississippi, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee, judging restaurants for their excellence, and will, over the course of the next several months, I think to be announced later in the fall, potentially award stars, which are the highest ratings, or also other recognitions that will give prominence to some of our restaurants. So very excited to see how that unfolds.
Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to the Jesuit educated, I believe, Walt. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So somebody said that the only reason they ask in New Orleans, where'd you go to school, meaning high school, it was started by Jesuits so that they were able to say that they went to Jesuit. I forgot where I saw that, but I think it may be true. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker talking to Walt Leger. Walt, coming off the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras and everything else, now you got the Zurich Classic, you got French Quarter Fest, you got Jazz Fest coming up. How do you use those events to promote future events while they're going on, if that's what you do? I'm presuming you do you?
Yeah, a number of different ways. I mean, one, we're certainly are trying to capitalize on the momentum of the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift and Mardi Gras and all the things that create a buzz. And, you know, marketing is so challenging in this environment where people are bombarded with advertisements wherever they go. I've read that the average adult in America right now is getting hit with 10,000 ads a day.
That's right.
So public relations and earned media and working with media is more important than ever in my mind, and these events create those opportunities. So we'll be hosting media for some of these upcoming events, showing them how special these festivals are to our community, highlighting that, getting the word out on those. I mean, we just came off of a record-setting book, New Orleans Book Fest with 18,000 attendees. That's grown year over year. Driving media coverage is critical for that. And then we'll also host some customers of major conventions, conferences, meetings, and future major events as well, just to continue to remind them that this is the most remarkable place anywhere and that the events we have are just different and unique.
You know, I'm going to say this on the air because I texted Walt just now. I'm going to get an official Super Bowl football for New Orleans, and I'm going to send it over to New Orleans and Company. Because you guys were so great and did such a great job during the Super Bowl. I don't want the players to autograph the ball. I want everybody over there to autograph the ball and that to be my keepsake of the Super Bowl, because that's the memory I want to have. Tell me about the staff over there, if you will, Walt, and just about the efforts that happen every day that have so much to do with promoting the city that we don't know about.
Well, thank you for that, Tommy. That means a lot. It means a lot to the team, too. We have an incredible team here that do a bunch of different things. I know you've gotten to work with Kelly Schulz, who's our comms leader. We hosted several thousand media personnel last year, journalists, influencers, and others. She and her team build itineraries, get them to town, tell them the stories, help them, you know, help paint the picture. And that's a 24/7 job when you've got folks in town that you're kind of taking care of, showing around, and curating experiences for. They do a remarkable job, Mary Beth Romig, Rhonda Cook, Cal Palermo, on her team, so many others. The convention sales and services team led by Stephanie Turner and Rachel Avery, they're very similarly doing site visits with meeting planners and professionals, showing them venues, hotels, helping them to pick the right places for the events, pointing them in the right direction, sharing leads with thousands of our members across the community so they can compete for the business. And then bringing in, you know, tens of thousands of people at a time. They also are working directly with the NFL and with the NCAA and other major partners on major events for hotels. We've got Kevin Ferguson, Alice Glenn, who head up a lot of our public facing and external affairs work, trying to, you know, help make our community a great place to live and work every day, so that it can be a great place to visit. You know, Mark Romig and Jeremy Cooker and the team in marketing, they're promoting and doing social media around the clock, competing with every city on the planet. And there are so many more. I'm certain I've left some folks out, but this team lives and breathes New Orleans all day, every day, and really works to compete with every other city that wants this business for their community. And we love it when we can win. It's heartbreaking when we don't win because you don't win them all. But we just get up and keep going.
30 seconds, Walt. What can the average person do that loves the city, loves the work y'all do, to kind of enhance what you do or make the effort even more successful? I guess just be the best ambassador that you can be?
Yeah, just invite your family and friends here and focus on the positive things about our community. We obviously need to address the challenges, and we should all keep working together to improve our community for the better. But we should never forget how special this place is, and we should continue to remind our friends and family around the world that that we want them here and that we want them to visit us and that we want them to spend time with us, because our community thrives when people come and visit and spend time with us.
Walt, somebody texted in, okay, so you're an Eagle and Walt is a Blue Jay, but I think we all know where the real education happens. Thank you from a former Brother Martin Crusader. Only in New Orleans, right?
We got a lot of great schools here. We're fortunate to have them.
There you go. Thank you, Walt.